On eve of genocide trial, Netanyahu issues statement on Israeli war aims. By Joel B. Polak on January 10, 2024. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement Wednesday evening reiterating Israel's limited war aims. Ahead of the hearing Thursday at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, at The Hague on whether Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. The statement was released by video and delivered in English. Netanyahu said, "I want to make a few points absolutely clear. Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza or displacing its civilian population. Israel is fighting Hamas terrorists, not the Palestinian population, and we are doing so in full compliance with international law. The IDF is doing its utmost to minimize civilian casualties, while Hamas is doing its utmost to maximize them by using Palestinian civilians as human shields. The IDF urges Palestinian civilians to leave war zones by disseminating leaflets, making phone calls, providing safe passage corridors, while Hamas prevents Palestinians from leaving at gunpoint and often, with gunfire. Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and deradicalized, thereby creating a possibility for a better future for Israel and Palestinians alike." As Breitbart News noted on Wednesday, the ICJ is hearing an indictment filed by South Africa that reverses the roles of victim and aggressor. After the genocidal Hamas terror organization attacked Israel on October 7 and murdered 1,200 Israelis. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.